What a wonderful praise song. Isn't it wonderful? It's moving, isn't it? So the type of clothes that the choir wore was symbolic of the flag of Kenya. So that's why they were black, red, and other colors. We have a missionary Ichihashi today with us. We had dinner together with him. The work he does for the children in Kenya. He's there for 31 years. He is 70 years old now. He's doing so well there. Itsuki, a famous novelist, said the life beyond 70 is a golden year, so he wants to continue to work. He is providing education for children, and he's building a big facility for the children, and he's raising money for that purpose, and he's here with us in our church. Let's listen to his message. He'll probably encourage us. Let's read today's Bible passage. New Testament, Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Yoke of love, that's the title of his message. Let's welcome him with a big hand. Good morning. I've been here for the first time in 1 year. I always come when you have a disaster drill, but I'm so glad that you have these colors representing Kenya, and this is the third time I listen to the choir's songs, but I felt like it was a beautiful praise song. Pastor Hon said, I am 70 and I'm living a golden year, but of course I'm getting old. My body is getting weaker. I used to have legs that are that work very well, but I'm kind of limping now. You know, Jacob wrestled with God, right? And then Jacob was limping, as if you remember. And somebody's joked to me and said, maybe you wrestled with your wife. And Paul, if you remember, he has some kind of a problem, which could have been physical. Anyway. We are now building an educational facility in Kenya. It's a huge piece of land, and we are building a building for the elementary school, and now they're building the roof, and also they're building a foundation for the high school. And it's not like we had the money from the beginning. We started from scratch, and we started because they needed education. And of course, it was God that allowed us to create something from nothing, and we have this hope because of God's help. And thank you for your support. Thank you so much. Today, Jesus said, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. And since I came to Judah, I haven't been resting too much, but anyway, but this, the yoke that I have is my mission. You know this song, Moose, the Japanese song, a children's song, this famous, and that's the song that was composed by Rousseau. Rousseau said, man is born free, but he is everywhere in chains. Maybe you feel like you are free of any yoke, and you may probably want to have freedom. You know, you don't want any restriction in your life. You want to live free, independent of anybody. Isn't that what you wish to do? And sometimes you may feel like, what's wrong with me? Can I, you know, want to have yourself as the master of your life? Why do I need to control myself? Do you think that sometimes? Rousseau wrote this book called Confessions. If you read this book, if a person refuses to have any yoke, the human beings will become corrupt. So everybody needs some yoke. And of course, it's better to have a yoke that is lighter. But in today's world, the principles of economics is very strong, right? Which means free competition and efficiency is the most important thing. Of course, and free competition, of course, leads to selecting out of the things that are not appropriate, right? So, in education, that happens as well. And those who only emphasize efficiency, you know, look only for people's performance. And based on your performance, you are judged. So the world expects us to produce results that are visible. And education doesn't produce results very quickly, right? So that's how oftentimes education is taken very light. Because we don't produce results, immediate results. There is so much pressure on people. And there are some who are have a difficulty psychologically. And all you look fine, of course, but... Does anyone, do you have someone who is kind and who will say, come, I'll give you rest? Are there kind people like that around you? And if somebody says, I will give you rest, what do you expect? If you want to rest, or come to church on Sunday and listen to a pastor's sermon, is that rest? Of course, when I come to Japan, I want to go to hot springs. Of course, it's very quiet and it's nature and fresh air and greenery, and take a long bath, and then after the bath, eat the food that is wonderful, and then you'll be completely 100% free. But the type of rest Jesus is talking about is not different, is different from the type of rest that I just mentioned. He did say, I'll give you rest, but that doesn't mean you can be lazy and do nothing for indefinite period of time. Let other people do work and then try to, and avoiding all the troubles in this world. That's not what Jesus meant. What did Jesus say? He said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. That's what he said. Yoke is something that was used on cows. You know, and of course, when you put yokes on cows, it's to make them work to cultivate the land with hoes, right? So even if you're tired, even if you have a burden and come to Jesus for looking for rest, that doesn't mean you can do nothing and be lazy. Are you tired and are you having a huge burden? Sometimes you may have jobs that are too difficult. You may worry about a personal relationship with others. You may have diseases. Housing loans, or the Beatles made a song about people who fled, and that's and taking care of to the elderly. And saving 20 million yen before you retire. That's what the government is saying right now, right? So there's so many things we need to do and so many responsibilities we need to take care of. Who will take care of those responsibilities and burdens? One day I had pain, and I could not get up, and I could not get out of the restroom one time. That's what happened. And of course, I said to my wife, reminded my wife of the marriage vow that you're supposed to help me, I told my wife, when I got this strong pain in my body. So, we can drink alcohol, we can take medicine, we can listen to music, and we can play sports, but those does not solve the problems that we have. So what does Jesus mean when he said, take my upon you and learn from me? So what kind of yoke is he talking about? So that's the what I'm want to talk about today, the yoke of love. Again, Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Jesus Christ served other people who were tired, who were wearing, having a huge load, who were sick, who were who are going against God. And he spent time with them. Taking time out for people is serving, because you're giving part of your life to another person. But if somebody says, I love you, and doesn't spend any time with that person, that person really love that person. But Jesus Christ did, without expecting any returns. And Jesus Christ was despised by some Jews, and he was crucified on the cross. Even if those things happened, Jesus Christ believed that was his mission. And that is love. So love is not romantic love, but love is based on your will. And for example, to pray for your enemies, that's what love is. So learn and practice this kind of life. That's what Jesus said. So he said, love each other as I have loved you. And he said, no love is greater than to give one's life to other people. So he said, love each other as I have loved you. And then you'll get rest. And then that yoke is light. Of course. So when we are tired, when we have a problem, so to know that the love, let me know. Okay. So to so when you God will give you the courage to face the problems and if you always if you think that you are forced to do things that you do not want to like, then you complain. But you take the initiative and say, I'm going to do this for that person. I'm going to do this for another person. So if you take that initiative, then the God will give you not only the ability to work on that problem, also gives you a mission and gives you joy. And many people in this church probably know that. I remember the 3-year-old Hirokun needed a heart transplant. And it was an incredibly heavy burden. Because you're connected to the yoke of love Jesus prepared. And then so you took the initiative. And then the burden had very heavy. Did Jesus Christ give you a rest, a sense of peace, a mission, a joy? Did you feel that? In Kenya, for the 31 years, I've taught and educated children, and I feel the same way about that. We're not expecting any wars. And we just try to give the education that they need. The economic inequality is so large in Kenya. And there are a conflict between tribes. That's what we've been doing. And we have a new project. I'm here many times to raise money. And Japanese people are not used to giving donations to various causes. And so, so my responsibility to me is not a burden that is too heavy. And my wife wrote a book a newspaper journalist who read this book said and then they told me that this book doesn't include enough difficult issues that the people like to read. There are days that when I couldn't sleep, worried about. But but somehow, God helped me to digest those problems. And of course, I have a new big project that I'm working on. There was a little girl named May in Kenya, a first grader. Her father disappeared after her brother was born. And she was a little smaller than others. And she came to our church every Sunday with her brother in her back. She had to walk 30 minutes to come to church. And we give bread and milk tea in the morning at 9 o'clock. And then we have a worship service. That's what we do. One day, I felt sorry for that little girl because he had her brother on her back. You have such a heavy a load on your back. That's what I said to her. Then she said no. This is not a big, heavy load because he is my brother, and she smiled, and that made me think. I told her, you know, what a heavy load you have, but that's not how she felt.
판단한 저의 생각이 메이의 생각과는 틀렸습니다. 아.
What a response she gave. Her brother is a brother she cherished because she had love for her brother. So because she had love, the load was not as heavy. The love made the load lighter. She didn't abandon her brother. And she may have the freedom to do that, but she, of course, she did not do that. And she spent 30 minutes to come to church, and she said, it's not heavy. He's my brother. That's what she said. In a sense, she understands what freedom is supposed to be. Love makes one's load lighter. The difficulties you have with your children, all the work you do for your children, that work seems life because you love that child. You work hard for your children. You make money for your children. You do things for the one you love. So that's the yoke of love. Is that heavy? If you look at the word yoke in a dictionary, one definition is something that takes your freedom. But if you look at the dictionary of God, it may say, yoke is something that shows love, that shows freedom, and something that makes your load light, and something that gives you peace. A yoke that we are talking about here is a yoke that only humans can carry. Jesus said, take yoke upon you and learn from me. So, because he said, I am gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. So, let us pray.